Beginning tonight, Shirin Simin Kuf Pei Ches. We left off last night in the middle of Sif Zayin. We're on the top of page 186. We said on the last line of page Tzadi Gimel that if Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, and you mentioned Ritzei, and you forgot to say Yalav Yavo, and you don't realize your mistake that you forgot Yalav Yavo until you started the Bracha Vatova Metiv, you don't go back, because again, Yalav Yavo is not ma'akiv on Rosh Chodesh. So now we pick up on the top of 186. V'im shochach gam es shel Shabbos. If you forgot also Ritzei, so you forgot Ritzei and Yalav Yavo on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. V'nizkar kodem shehisra atov ha'metiv, and you realize that you forgot it before atov ha'metiv, kolo Rosh Chodesh im Shabbos. You put Rosh Chodesh together with Shabbos. V'omer, and you say, shenoson shabosos lumnucha v'roshe chadoshim lezikarum. V'impasach be'atov ha'metiv, but if you already started the bracha be'atov ha'metiv, chozer l'rosh brichas ha'mazon, you go back to the beginning of benching, u'maskir shel Shabbos v'shel Rosh Chodesh, and you say again, benching, together this time with Ritzei and Yalav Yavo. V'yesh misha omer, there are those who say, shim shochach shel Shabbos v'Rosh Chodesh, that if you forgot both, v'nizkar kodem shizl atov ha'metiv, and you realize your mistake before the bracha be'atov ha'metiv, Omer shenosan Shabbos asumnucha v'roshe chadoshim muzikaron v'chosem b'shel Shabbos v'eino chosem b'shel Rosh Chodesh. So some say you'll only do a chasima for Shabbos, which usually requires a chasima, and you will not end off that same chasima with Rosh Chodesh, since Rosh Chodesh doesn't usually have a chasima. And let's see the Mishnah Berura beginning at Sivkot and Chav Tes. That's going on the first thing that we saw on the top line, that if you forgot both Ritzei and Yalav Yavo, and you realize your mistake before Atova Metiv, you put both of them in the bracha together. So says the Mishnah Berura, v'im shochach gam shel Shabbos kach tzarach lomar, he adds the word gam, v'chein agirsa b'shochanach shel olas tamid, u'b'shochach shel Shabbos levad. So the Mechaber discusses if you forgot Yalav Yavo and you said Shabbos, or you forgot both, but the Mechaber does not discuss the case where you forgot Shabbos and mentioned Yalav Yavo. So says the Chavetz Chaim, if you forgot to say Ritzei, bevadai ein tzarach lichlo gam shel Rosh Chodesh bebracha zu. So if you're saying the special bracha for Shabbos, but you said Yalav Yavo for Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to stick Rosh Chodesh into the bracha. Kevan shekvar hiski Rosh Chodesh b'Yalav Yavo, since you already mentioned Rosh Chodesh in Yalav Yavo. Umikomakom im lo nizkar ad le'achar shepasach be'atov ha'metiv. But if you said Yalav Yavo, you skipped Ritzei, and you didn't realize your mistake till you started the next bracha, in which case, v'chozer l'rosh brichas ha'mazon, so you go back to the beginning of benching b'shvil ha'skara shel Shabbos because you forgot Ritzei, oz tzarech lomar od hapam gam Yalav Yavo. Then, when you're repeating benching to catch Ritzei, you also have to repeat Yalav Yavo, the brichas ha'mazon harishon nizbata l'gamri. Because the first benching where you left off Ritzei, even though you said Yalav Yavo, that's batel lagamri. You need a new benching. You have to put both Ritzei and Yalav Yavo in there. If you look at note 24, he points out it's Masha from the Lashon of the Mishnah Berura, Shim bepam hashnia amar Ritzei ach shachach Yalav Yavo. If you then go back and repeat benching for the Ritzei that you missed, and this time you say Ritzei and you forget Yalav Yavo, v'niska kodim shehisra atov ha'metiv, and you realize your mistake before atov ha'metiv tzarech lomar, shom baruch shenosan, you would have to say the special bracha of baruch shenosan to chap Yalav Yavo. V'lo mo'il mashik far hisker Yalav Yavo pamarishon. It's not good enough that which you mentioned Yalav Yavo in the first benching, because as Mishnah Berura says, that benching is batal. U'b'sefer birur halacha hevi shekein das ha'shal meitzibur, shekosa v'inyan yomtov shechal b'shabes she'in b'shum pam v'kolo b'berchosu v'shnei ha'askaros yachad, that when Yontov falls out on Shabbos and you don't mention in one benching both Haskaros for Shabbos and Yontov together, lo yotze yidei chova, you're not yotze, v'tzarech lachzor levar pam shlishis, you have to go back and bench the third time, because it's not a good benching unless you have both Ritzei and Yalav Yavo for Yontov. And that is shelo kedas ha'birchas habayis shekosta sheyotze b'diavad yidei chova v'eino tzarech levar pam shlishis. This is unlike the shita of the birchas habayis that says if you got Yalav Yavo in the first benching and you got Ritzei in the second benching, even though you didn't have any benching with both of them together, you are still yotze. The Mishnah Berura continues in Sifkot and Lamed. We said there are those who say that if you forgot both Ritzei and Yalav Yavo, and you are saying now the bracha for both of them, so you include both Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh in the bracha, but in the chasima you only mention Shabbos and not Rosh Chodesh. Kedeli'el, like we learned earlier, the leka chasima b'Rosh Chodesh, that we never have a chasima when it comes to Rosh Chodesh. V'afagav dehocha maskir Hashem b'chasima b'lav hochi mishum Shabbos. And even though you're saying the bracha with the Shem Hashem anyway, to have a chasima because of Shabbos, mikom makom eino kedai l'haskir. It's still, according to the Mechaber, according to the second opinion, it's not kedai to mention Rosh Chodesh, da'azkaras Hashem hu al shnehem. Because the mentioning of Hashem's name goes on both things, on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, you don't need it for Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, it would be inappropriate to put Rosh Chodesh in there. Umikomakom lidina maski hachronim. However, lemaisa the achronim come out the yaskir bechasima gam Rosh Chodesh, that one should in fact mention in the chasima both Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. Mitam de belav hochi harbe poskim svir luhu de gam bekol Rosh Chodesh tzarach lachto mevracha kamo biyom tov. Because lemaisa anyway, many poskim hold that even on Rosh Chodesh it should be a chasima. V'afal pish einanu nohogim kavasayu, and even though we're not knowing that way to have a chasima by the special bracha that you're inserting for forgetting Alav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, mishum chash bracha sheinetzricha, because we're choshesh, maybe it's a bracha sheinetzricha, maybe you don't have to do it. But hacha debolav hachi chosim b'bracha b'shil Shabbos. But in this case, where you forgot Ritzei and Alav Yavo, and you're saying the bracha with a chasima for Shabbos anyway, Shapir Dami Lomer Mekadesh Shabbos v'Yisrael Voshe Chadoshim, then it is appropriate to end off both for Shabbos and also to add in Rosh Chodesh. There is an interesting note over here. On the Svar of the Mechaber says in the beginning that according to the opinion that says that you do a Chasima for Shabbos and not Rosh Chodesh, and even though you're saying the Shem Hashem anyway for Shabbos, you still shouldn't put in Rosh Chodesh because the Askara is going on both. So in note 26, he points out, Umidvarov kan bebir divrei ha-shulchan aruch, according to the way the Mishnah Berurah explains the Mechaber over here, she'afal pi she'gam b'rosh chodesh she'chal b'chol yesh safek shema tzarech lachto mevracha, that even though, even on Rosh Chodesh, that's a weekday, there's a suffix, maybe you should make a chasima. Mikomakom kevan sha'askaras Hashem hi al shneim. Since the mentioning of Hashem's name is going on both of them, so the shulchan aruchot she'yesh lihimonam b'lahaskios Rosh Chodesh, you shouldn't mention Rosh Chodesh. So based on this, Kosav Agonu Shomazam and Orbach, Sheyesh Lahoyer Al Divri Agonu Moshe Feinstein. So based on this Svaro, Shomazam has a Kashan of Moshe. Because when Moshe writes, L'gabe Misha Ocha Kashir Mimine Mizonos, if a person had a Kiddush, and he ate a Kazayas of cake, V'gam Shosa Yayim Pachos Mikashir. He also drank wine, but less than a Revius, less than the Shir. Shetov Sheyaskir Bebirchas Alamichya Gam Alagefen. Rav Moshe says, since you're anyway making the bracha for the alamichya, so even though you don't necessarily need an al gefen because you have less than the shear, you can throw it in anyway. Limrosha skaras Hashem higam al yayin. So Rav Moshe says that you could do that. And Hashem Zalman brings a raya from the svar over here, the Mishavu, and explaining the Mechaber that you can't just throw in an extra thing because the Shem Hashem is going on both, and therefore, says Hashem Zalman, you would not be able to, according to the svar, you would not be able to say an extra Al HaGefen with the Al HaMilchia if you don't really require an Al HaGefen. But again, Halach HaMaisa, we seem to come out in the Mishnah Berurah that you can, and therefore we would L'chora uphold what Rav Moshe says based on the Halach HaMaisa that we're coming out over here. Let's go weiter in the Mechaber in Sivches. Seuda Shlishish B'Shabbos Dina K'Rosh Chodesh. The Mechaber says in Sivches that Shalashudas on Shabbos has the same did as Rosh Chodesh. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkotan Lamed Aleph, She'eino Chozer M'Hiskel Birchas Atov Ametiv, that if one forgot Ritzei at Shalosh Shudas on Shabbos, he will not go back once he started already the Bracha of Atov Ametiv. L'fi She'yesh Omrim She'suuda Shlishis Ein Tzarech Pas. There are those opinions that hold that Shalosh Shudas does not require bread. V'af She'ein Divreim Iker, even though that's not the Iker Halacha, Kimo She'kosav M'chaber B'sim and Reish Tzadi Aleph Sivhei, that we hold that you really should have bread. Mikomakom yesh lochosh l'divreim. Still, we should be concerned for their words. Shelo yichnos l'sveik bracha l'vatala. That we shouldn't get ourselves involved in a safek bracha l'vatala. And therefore, even though we hold that you should have bread, since there are shittas that hold you shouldn't have bread, therefore it follows the same dinim of Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, if you forgot Yalav V'Yavo, if you forgot Ritzei, I'm sorry, at Shalosh Shudas, you would not go back. Ubesuda shlishis biyom tov udivre akol eno chozer shalashudas on yontif, according to everyone you won't go back. Sharei ledivre akol eno el rishus, according to everyone that suda is only optional. Ukumoshe gasadnu el besivkoton chavav. Umikom makom im niskar kodem shehiskel birchas atov ametiv. That's all about repeating benching, that you're not going to repeat benching by shalashudas if you forgot ritzei. But what about if you remembered your mistake before the bracha of atov ametiv? So says the Mishabura im Niska Kolim Sheskil Birchas Atova Mitu Bafilu Besuda Revias O Chamishas Beshabbos VeYom Tov. Even if it's the fourth or fifth Suda on Shabbos or Yom Tov, where for sure you're not chayiv in the Suda, but if you realize your mistake before the Bracha Atova Mitu, says the Mishabura Omer Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Shenosan Shabbos Sumlucha. You say the special bracha for Shabbos if it's Shabbos. Oh, Shenosan Yomim Tovim if it's Yontif. Kemo Shomer B'Rosh Chodesh. Just like we do on Rosh Chodesh, Afal Pish Ein Tzarech Oz Pas Klal B'Osa Yom. Just like on Rosh Chodesh that you don't require bread, and therefore you wouldn't go back for forgetting Yalav Yavo. But there is a special bracha to say if you realize your mistake before Atova Meitiv. So too on Shabbos or Yom Tov, it's the fourth or fifth Suda, even though there's no requirement to have bread at the Suda, but Lamaisa, even though you don't have to go back for forgetting it, but you would insert this special bracha afterwards. Now the Shaar Tzion writes in Os Chaf Hei, Hainu Belo Chasima. Since we're making a comparison to Rosh Chodesh, the same way as we discussed the last couple of nights, that Shabbos and Yom Tov have a chasima to the bracha, Rosh Chodesh does not have a chasima. So over here, when it's the fourth or fifth Suda of Shabbos or Yom Tov, that we're saying you will say the special bracha, but says the Shaar Tzion, it would be below chasima because we're making the comparison to Rosh Chodesh. However, this is not so poshut, and we're going to look in the Bir Halacha, the Ramaskul b'Shabbos dino ki Rosh Chodesh. Ayim b'mishabura mashik asavnu, look what we wrote in the Mishabura, dim lo hiskel adayim brachas atova meitiv. That if you didn't yet begin the bracha of Atova Meitiv, Omer Baruch Shenosan Kemo B'Rosh Chodesh, you will say a special bracha, just like we do on Rosh Chodesh. V'hu mi Magen Avram, Sifkot and Tezayin Ayin Shom. This is from the Magen Avram. U'mashmo de le'inyan chasima gam kein shavu l'Rosh Chodesh deino chosem. The mashmos of the Mishabura, like the Shaar Tzion already told us, is that you won't do a chasima by these su'udos, just like you don't do a chasima by the bracha of Rosh Chodesh. And this is going with Shitoso, like we discussed in Sif Zayin. Anytime you have a case of a Suda that if you forget the insertion of Ritzei or Yal V'Yavo altogether, you don't have to go back. So whenever you won't go back for forgetting Ritzei or Yal V'Yavo, you won't have a chasim on the bracha if you realize your mistake before Atov Ametiv. That's the Mashmos of the Mishabura, and that's what Shaar Tzion points out. But says the Bir Halacha, Achein lufi mashek asadnu shom b'shem anar shalom. Based on what we said earlier, we brought this down in the Shaar Tzion earlier, b'shem anar shalom. De'eino tolui klal zebazeh. It's not tolui one on the other. The extra sudas of Shabbos and Yontov can't be compared to Rosh Chodesh. De'davka gabi Rosh Chodesh misafku leilu talmuda ichosim. Davka by Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara has a suffix if you should have a chasima. Mishum de'lo chashiva yoma kuli hai likboa olav bracha bebirchas hamazon b'psicha v'chasima. The reason why there's a suffix by Rosh Chodesh is because it's not such a chashiva day to establish a bracha, a special bracha in birchas hamazon with a psicha and a chasima. V'im kem huadim binyaneinu. If so, we could apply this svara to our topic over here. That nihi de machmerin and shalol lahachziro im niskar leachar shapasa batova meitiv, granted by that by these extra seudos of Shabbos and Yontif, we won't make you go back. If you realize your mistake after you start atova meitiv, mikomakom yom Shabbos bevade chashiva. But however, the day of Shabbos and Yontif is for sure considered chashiv, unlike Rosh Chodesh. And then Melo Kishen Niskar Kodem Shapasa Batova Metiv. And therefore, if you realize your mistake before you start Atova Metiv, Tzorech Lomar Asher Nosan V'chuli B'psicha V'chasima. Shabbos would warrant a psicha and a chasima. Because according to the Nahar Sholem, the whole Svara by Rosh Chodesh, why you don't need a chasima, because it's not a chashiv a day. It's not a din in the Suda. But Shabbos, which is a chashiv a day, would require a chasima as well. Ubeprap is Suda Gimel, certainly at Shalashuris. The Me'ikra Adin Kvar Posak and Mechaber Besimin Reish Sadi Aleph, the Chiyuv Adavka Bepas. The Mechaber already paskin that the Chiyuv is Davka Bepas by Shalashuris. So certainly over there you would have to have a chasima as well. Aragag Matzosi ben Arsholom Besiv Zesh Shagamu Metzadik Hidvarenu. Afterwards says to the Chavetz Chaim, I saw in Arsholom in this Sif that he says, similar to what we're saying. So says the Bir Halacha, even though the comparison to Rosh Chodesh, in that both Rosh Chodesh and the extra Sudas of Shabbos and Yom Tov, four or five, possibly three, that you don't go back if you forget Ritzei Yal V'Yavo, and therefore they say, just like on Rosh Chodesh, if you say the extra bracha, you realize your mistake earlier, you don't have a chasima. So we said, so too you won't have a chasima over here, but says the Bir Halacha, is not so pashut. According to the Nahar Sholem, the whole Svar in Rosh Chodesh is not a chashiv a day. But Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos and Yom Tov are chashiv a days, and therefore we wouldn't have that Svar of Rosh Chodesh, and there you would have to have a chasima on the bracha as well. Let's see the Bir Halacha earlier before this. Suda Shlishis. So again, the Mechaber said his din that Suda Shlishis on Shabbos has a din of Rosh Chodesh. Aval Shtei Suudos Harishonos. But the first two Suudos of Shabbos and Yontif, Bevada Echaya Bepas L'Kul Yalma. For sure, you have to have bread according to everyone. Toksiv v'karosu l'Shabbos Oneg. By Shabbos, it says you should call Shabbos Oneg. V'ein Oneg below pas. There is no Oneg without bread. Ubetosus Rabbeinu Yehuda al brachos Isa. Tehu adin b'yomtov. The same thing applies by Yomtov. Toksiv ba simcha. V'ein zeh below lechem. There's not proper simcha without bread, and therefore the first two sudos of both Shabbos and Yomtov have a requirement to have bread, and therefore you would have to go back if you get Yalav Yavo. And that's what the Mechaber discusses, Dafka Suda Shlishis, that follows the din of Rosh Chodesh, that you would not have to go back if you already started the bracha of Atova Meitiv. Now let's continue weiter in the Mechaber in Siftes. Shlosha Sha'achlu B'Shabbosos V'Yom Tov. Three people that ate together on Shabbos or Yom Tov, V'Shachachu Lahazkir Me'ein HaMa'ora, and all three of them benched, they totally forgot to say Ritzei or Yalav Yavo, whether it was Shabbos or it was Yontif, and the Meila v'Hem Tzrichim Lachzor LaRosh Brichas HaMazon. So the Meila, they all have to go back and repeat benching because Ritzei and Yalav Yavo are Ma'akiv on Shabbos and Yontif. Yivarech Kol Echa Bifnei Atzmo. Each one should bench on their own individually. Ki Midei Zimun Kvar Yatzu. Because even though they all have to go back and bench, L'maisa, they did a Zimun already. The Zimun, they were ready Yotzei, and now they can each go back and say their own benching. They don't have to redo the Zimun. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Yud, Haya Ochel V'Yotzeh Shabbos. A person was eating Suda Shlishis, and as many times happens, Shabbos ends. Maskir Shel Shabbos Abirchas Hamazon. You still say Ritzei in benching, as we know. The Azlinan Basar Hascholas HaSuuda. We go after the beginning of the Suda. You started the Suda on Shabbos. Even if you finish Ramotzeh Shabbos, you still say Ritzei. V'hu adin l'Rosh Chodesh u'purim v'chanaka. The same thing applies if your Suda on Rosh Chodesh goes into the night, you'll say al v'yavo, and so to u'purim v'chanaka, if your Suda goes beyond into the night, you would also say al hanisim. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Lamed Beis. We said we go after Ascholas HaSuuda. V'keivan she'ascholas HaSuuda hayom mibod yom. Since the beginning of the Suda was, while it was still day on Shabbos, kvar nischayev lahaskim ein ha'ma'ora. You already were locked into a requirement to say Ritzei. V'alkein, and therefore, afilu nimshel zman rav balayla. Even if the Suda goes later into the night, lo nifka chiyuvo, the chiyuv of saying Ritzei does not go off. If one daven mariv before he benched, shuv eino maskir shel Shabbos abirchas hamazon, then he can no longer say ritzei in benching. The milchzik is sasri adodi. It looks like a stira. You already daven mariv. You said atachanotanu. You made a chol. Now you're going to say ritzei. That would be a stira. So long that you didn't daven mariv, you could still say ritzei even if it goes late into the night. But once you daven mariv, you lost out. Let's look at note number 29. A couple of points. What's considered starting the Suda on Shabbos? In order to view a Suda as if it started during the day, the Ksos HaShulchan says, you have to eat at the very least a Kazayas during the day. If you need a Kazayas before a Shkia, you should not say Ritzei Berachas HaMazon. Rishon Mazalman writes that according to this, it has to be eating a Kazayas, Toch De Achilas Pras. That would be considered a beginning of a Suda. Skip the next paragraph. And Vayter in note 29, he writes, V'im Omer Amadu Bein Kodesh L'chol. We saw in the Mishnah Berurah that if you daven Mariv already, so you can no longer say Ritzei. What if you said Amadu Bein Kodesh L'chol? So if you said regular Havdalah, you also can't go back. Amadu Bein Kodesh L'chol, Histapik L'kamon Im Yochol Omer Ritzei B'Bechaz HaMazom. If you already said a mavdil, there's a suffix later on the Mishnah Berurah has if you could say Ritzei anymore in the benching of Shalosh Shudas. Kevon Shekvar Asol Liyom Zekachol. You already made it like a weekday. And Rav Yoshev says in that case, Shekevon Sheyesh Bazeh Suffix. Since it's a suffix, Yishtada Lishmoa Ritzei Miyadam Acher. She tried to hear Ritzei from someone else. In note number 30, we pointed out that the reason why after you daven Mariv, you can't say Ritzei anymore is because it looks like a stira. In note number 30, he writes, Mashma midvarov she mispalu hakohol. If the tzibur daven mariv already, v'hu adayin lo espalu, but for some reason he didn't daven mariv yet, rashai lahaski Ritzei. Then he could still say Ritzei, because he didn't end Shabbos yet by davening mariv. V'chein kosev hedil kamon in Rosh Chodesh. He writes the same thing later on, explicitly by Rosh Chodesh. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitosef Kodon Lamed Gimel, we go Basra Ascholas Asuda, and you could say Ritzei even into the night. Ulefikach, and therefore, Af Imchal Rosh Chodesh B'motzei Shabbos, even if Sunday is going to be Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos was not, Sunday will be Rosh Chodesh, so Motzei Shabbos is now Rosh Chodesh. Yaskir B'Birchas HaMazon Shel Shabbos Levad, in benching that you're doing after nightfall when it's already Rosh Chodesh and it's not Shabbos anymore, you'll just say Ritzei, V'lo Shel Rosh Chodesh, and you will not say Yalav Yavo. However, V'Dafka K'Shegomar Sudasim B'Vod Yom, that's only if you finish eating while it was still day. You only ate on Shabbos, but you're benching on Rosh Chodesh, you'll only say Ritzei, you will not say Yalav Yavo. Avol, Im Ochal Pas Gam B'Layla, if you also ate bread at night, which was Rosh Chodesh, V'yesh Olav Chiyov L'Hasker Gam Shel Rosh Chodesh, and now you have a Chiyov also to mention Rosh Chodesh, say Yalav Yavo. U'Shneyem Yevshar L'Hasker, you can't say both Ritzei and Yalav Yavo. Ta'avitarti Desasri, it's a Stira. Tehayach Yomar B'Yom HaShabbos Hazeh, how could you say it's Shabbos? V'yachach Yomar B'Yom HaShchodesh Hazeh. Rosh Chodesh Shu B'Yom Rishon. Shabbos is Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh is Sunday. You can't say both in the same benching as a Sira. Imkei, so what do you do? Mutov Lahaskir Shel Rosh Chodesh. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's better just to mention Rosh Chodesh. Again, you ate before Shkia, you ate after nightfall, so just mention Rosh Chodesh. Dezeh Yeshchiv L'Kul Yama. You finish the Suda now on Rosh Chodesh, eating on Rosh Chodesh, according to everyone, you have a Chiyav to say Yalav Yavo, that's what you should say. Masha'enkein Ba'askara Shabbos, which is not the case by saying Ritzei, because there the Yesh Plukta Bein HaRishonim Mechayiv LaHaskir Klal Kashim Avar B'Motzei Shabbos. It's not so pasha to ever say Ritzei Motzei Shabbos. That's a Machlokes. The Afda not paskin on Kam B'Shulchan Aruch Azlin and Basar Meikara, even though we paskin over here in the Mechaber that we go bus at the beginning of the Suda. The Chayav LaHaskir Shel Shabbos B'Motzei Shabbos, and you do mention Ritzei B'Motzei Shabbos. Mikol Mokom Kanshu Mokom Hatzchak. Here you're in a bind. So Mutov Sheyidocha Askara Shabbos Yivnei Askara Shel Shchodesh. It's better to move aside Ritzei to let Yalav Yavo come in to Chiyav L'Kul Yalmo. That's an absolute Chiyav according to everyone. Better to take the Vada Chiyav and leave off the Suffolk Chiyav. Achein, however, B'Motzei Shabbos L'Chanukah Purim. Like this year, Purim is on Sunday, so Motzei Shabbos, Yishal Shuris, can go into Purim. So Motzei Shabbos that leads into Chanukah Purim, Afilu Im Gomra Su'udoso B'Layla, even if one finishes Suda at night, Eino Maskir Shel Chanukah Purim, you will not mention Chanukah and Purim in benching, Rak Shel Shabbos Levad, only Shabbos. Why? Kevon de B'Lav Hochi, because anyway, Haskorah Me'ena Ma'orah de Chanukah Purim, Eino Elo Rishus. Because the whole mentioning of Alanisim in benching on Chanukah and Purim is only Rishus, Kanal Basimen Kupay Zayin Sef Dalet, and therefore Shabbos would win out over Alanisim. Kain Kostel Mogen Avram V'od Habe Achronim. However, this is not so pasha. What we're saying till now, based on the Magen Avram and other Achronim, is if you ate both on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, you would only say Yalav Yavo, you would not say Ritzei. However, in the second to last line on 186, he says, V'yesh Omrim, and there are those who say, V'yimchal Yom Tov or Rosh Chodesh V'motzei Shabbos, if Yom Tov or Rosh Chodesh is Motzei Shabbos, Yaskir Ritzei V'gam Yalav Yavo. You should mention both. Tazlinan Basar Ascholas Asuda, we go after the beginning of the Suda, V'gam Basar Shoshu Mevarech Bo, and we go also after the time that you're benching, V'lo Kapdinan B'mash Anirik Esoshim Adadi, and we don't worry about the fact that it looks like a stira. The Ritzei Nischayev Mishol Shehiskel Asuda Bayom, because Ritzei you were already chayev from when you started the Suda during the day. V'achar kach k'shenimshach hazman v'lo beirach, and after when the time passed and you didn't bench yet, v'igia laila shel yom tov v'rosh chodesh, and now it becomes yom tov v'rosh chodesh, nitosav olav chiyav liskor me'ena ma'ora shel shoshu mevarech bo. Now you have a new requirement, and now say yalav yavo, and therefore these poskim say that you actually say both, you say ritzei and you say yalav yavo. I'd like to read a note in the back of the sefer, note number 31, which is a very important note. Page 35, note 31. V'imlo ochal lifnei shkia elapochos mikazayas. If you only ate before shkia less than a kazayas, Rav Moshe says, shelo yaskir ela rosh chodesh. You didn't eat a kazayas before shkia, so then you're only going to mention rosh chodesh. That's considered a suda you had at night. It's a rosh chodesh suda. Ulam imhu mesupuk im ochal kazayas lifnei shkia lo. If you're unsure if you had a kazayas before shkia or not, yaskir hein shel shabbos v'hein shel rosh chodesh. Then you should mention both, like the Taz. And the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, Shelechatchila nochon shelo lechol achar shehichshich. In general, when Rosh Chodesh is on Sunday and you're eating Shal Shuris, the best eitzah says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch to avoid this major machlokas haposkim is not to eat any bread after Shkia. Kidei, or after it gets dark. Kidei shaloli kanes lasafik, in order to avoid the safik. If you want to totally avoid it, you won't eat after shkia. V'chein hora agonah shalom zaman arbach, an agonah v'yashiv. Od kosev agonah shalom zaman arbach. This is a very important point he adds on, shalom zalman. Sha'af la'achar shehichshich, even after it got dark, mutter lechol al koponim kizayis biyosei mechli achilas pras. You can still eat bread, even though now it's Rosh Chodesh, so you shouldn't eat it bechli achilas pras. It shouldn't be a kizayis altogether, but if you want to eat it slowly spread out, that would be okay. And then viyuchal lomer ritzei for Shabbos, for lo yitzarech lomer yalav yavo, because you didn't have a kizayis bechli achilas pras on Rosh Chodesh. She'ein zeh nechshav achila, that doesn't have a din achila. And therefore the poskim are telling us the best thing to do is to avoid the suffix, don't eat after it gets dark, and therefore you're good to go. Shlomo Zalman says, but if you eat a little bit after it gets dark, and it's not a kazayas, with the achilas pras, that would also be okay. Let's finish up the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Lamed Daled on page Tzadi Daled. We said in the Mechaber, Hu Adin L'Rosh Chodesh, the same din applies to Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah and Purim. Rosh Shlomo means to say, Dim ochel behem v'nis'acher abirchas amazon ad ha'erev. If you ate on them and you delayed the benching until the evening, tzarech lahasir, you have to mention the Alav Yavu or the Alanisim, the Azlinan Basar's manas cholas ha'su'udah. Go after the beginning of the Suda. V'hu shalom espalal arvis v'kanal, as long as you didn't daven ma'ariv. Once you daven ma'ariv, you ruined it, you can't say the Alav Yavu or the Alanisim. Note 32 is a very important note, and it comes up pretty often. Sheva brachos. L'inyan Suda sheva brachos, that continues beyond the seventh day, forget Shabbos, a regular Sheva Brachos, that you're starting on the seventh day and it's ending after nightfall and it's right now the eighth day. The Shari Tshuva writes, She'ein hochim bo achar tchilas ha-suda. We don't go after the beginning of the Suda. The Ein Levarech Sheva Brachos Balayla, and you will not make the Sheva Brachos at night. And the Sheva Levi explains, She'ein hochim achar tchilas ha-suda, elul inyan askaras ha-ma'ora shel ritzei o shel yalav yavo. We only go after the beginning of the Suda, like the Mechaber says over here, l'gabi ritzei and yalav yavo. She'em chelek mi'birchas ha-mozon mamish, that's part of benching. V'keivon she'guf birchas ha-mozon bo al ha-suda, she'eschile bo'od yom, and since the guf of the benching is going on the Suda that started during the day, nigra gam chiyav askaras elu achar tchilas ha-suda. Therefore, these askaras are following after the beginning of the Suda, and you say them. Which is not the case by Sheva Brachos, it's not part of benching. They're set on their own coast, not part of benching, and therefore Sheva Brachos will not be said on the Suda that started on the 7th and continued into the 8th. What if it's Shabbos and you're continuing to say Ritzei after Shabbos? Can you say Sheva Brachos in that case? That's a machlokas. The imchal hayom hashvi shel hasheva brachos b'Shabbos is the seventh day of Sheva Brachos is Shabbos. V'asuda hashlishis nimshechas atoch halayla, and the Sheva Brachos at Shalosh Shudas extends into the night. The Shevi Levi writes, shekeven shadayin lohiv bil sitzin mek adola yet nechshev adayin ki yom hashvi shel Sheva Brachos. It's still considered the seventh day of Sheva Brachos. V'yochol levarech, and you can bench and say Sheva Brachos. V'chein nog alma, that is the minug. However, Me'idach, the Shmir Shabbos Kiyochos writes, Shechiyuv Sheva Brachos Chal Olov B'shoh Shemavarech Birchas HaMazom. The Chiyuv of Sheva Brachos is Chal at the time of benching. V'lochein Holchim L'fios HaShoh. Therefore, says the Shmir Shabbos Kiyochos, we go after the Zman of benching. V'keivan Sha'oz Nistalka HaSimcha. Since then the Simcha is over, the 7 days are over, Ein Lo Levarech Od, you should not say Sheva Brachos anymore. Rosh Shlomo Zalman adds to that, Shegam lo yivarchu Sheva Brachos b'emtza ha-suda lifnei ha-shkia. You also shouldn't pause in the middle of the Suda just to get the Sheva Brachos in, unless you're going to bench them. You shouldn't just say the Sheva Brachos in the middle of the Suda. Mishum sheyesh lismoch as ha-Sheva Brachos l'birchas ha-mazom. Akosu sheyesh l'ayim azeh. That's not so pashut, but you certainly, it's not so simple to interrupt the middle of the Suda and say Sheva Brachos. There was one Mabir Halacha that I wanted to mention, but I guess we'll leave it off for now, and we'll pick up Amir Tashem on Sunday. Yeah.